Yes, well, hello everyone, and welcome back to the Generic Live Show. This is Dale bumping his microphone vigorously, episode 17. Yes, I know it's a day late and it's in the middle of the day. It is 12:01 p.m. on Thursday, the 22nd of January, 2015. I'm Dale Campbell. Wow, January's gone fast. I don't know where it's gone. Oh no, where did I park my January? It's gone way too fast for my liking. But anyway, we'll get through there. We'll get through January and see where February leads us. But I know where this show, episode 17 of the show, I'm Dale Campbell, by the way. Failed to mention that. I think the video version, well, I suppose the video version doesn't show what it says on the freaking audio, so me saying that is pointless. No matter where January is leading us, no matter where February is going to bring us, I know what the show's going to bring us. The show's going to bring us some headlines, and they kick off like this. Dale has cooling installed in his room now. No, I'm just kidding. yeah, it's a little bit cooler. It's a couple of degrees cooler in here now than what it usually is at 10 o'clock at night. So it's good, I guess. I still have to manually turn it off before starting recording because of the interference you don't want to hear in your ears now that you just did. It's about 10 times worse than that. So there you go, there's that. No, but in actual developing news, on the 9th of December 2014, a police took the Pirate Bay offline without warning. 2 weeks after the raid, the pirate flag was waving once more, and a countdown timer started ticking away the seconds to something. Then someone discovered an encrypted message hidden inside the PNG image of the Jolly Roger. When decrypted, it pointed to Arnold Schwarzenegger, "I'll Be Back," supercut on YouTube. If that wasn't confirmation enough that the Pirate Bay was getting ready to stage a comeback, then today's change is. No longer is the homepage dominated by the waving flag. It looks more like it used to prior to the day of that LEO burst in unexpectedly. The search box is back. It is flanked? That's not a word. Oh, damn it. Scripts, people! And I'm reading my script verbatim. By the same links, checkboxes, and buttons that it has been for ages. The UI elements are all grayed out for the time being, but that could all change once the timer hits zero. And way down at the bottom of the screen, an animation of a tiny pirate ship sailing into port, possibly signifying that the Pirate Bay is coming home. Aww! It's coming home for Christmas this year, by the way. No, I'm just kidding. As for where that home is, quote unquote, everywhere seems to be the most likely answer. So, the Pirate Bay coming back? Question mark? I don't know. I don't know. I'll believe it when I pretty much see it. We'll see. If smartphones in our pockets were expansionly smaller and more powerful than laptops that used to break our backs, couldn't we squeeze a computer inside a mouse? I know what you're thinking. What's the point of doing that? But why ask why instead of how? The creators of Mousebox believe that they've cracked it, offering up a concept design that does a fairly good job of arguing why such a device could be useful, detailing a reasonable chunky mouse. Removing the mouse box's outer casing would reveal a quad core 1.4 GHz ARM Cortex CPU, a Wi-Fi module, 128 GB of storage space, motion sensors, and connections, including micro HDMI and USB 3. So soon we can have, although this is wired, not my wireless mouse, but we can have a computer inside the mouse. That's pretty artsy, funky stuff. But with that in mind, things that aren't nifty inside of other things. Think you're a pretty good speed reader? Now this is your chance to prove it. As part of the publicity stunt, author James Patterson is giving away 1,000 self-destructing digital advanced copies of his latest novel, Pirate Vegas. If you score one, you have 24 hours to finish the entire book before the text vanishes forever. And if that's not risky enough, Patterson is selling a real self-destructing copy for a whopping $294,038. That includes a deducted bomb squad, among other creature comforts. There you go. There are likely much better ways to spend six digits in record time, but I'll probably be one of the most exciting reading experience you'll ever have, no matter how good the actual story is. So there you go. I don't know. Is the story any good? I don't know. I don't read books. So there's that. And nor now am I motivated to read any books if I've only got, you know, the 24 hours to finish it. It's a pretty thick book too. So that story was going around today. So, and it's a pretty thick book too. So it's not like a 20-page book. It's a full-on James Patterson novel. There's that. Ever wondered why your download of DayZ or Fallout was taking ages in this country, this fine country of Australia? As a country, our average Steam download is 6.6 megabits per second, or about 0.825 megabytes per second. Steam's global traffic map and download stats only collects data from the last 7 days, but it's still a decent look on how our net performs. Purely because it's a sample size so is so large, with 1,500 terabytes of Steam data making it its way to Australian PCs last week. That 6.6 megabytes per second average download speed is an aggregate for all of the ISP results across Australia. But frontliners include Telstra with 7.1 and Optus 8.1, although iiNet-owned TransACT topped the list with 9 megabytes per second. Not surprising, since it is predominantly fiber to premises and high-speed VDSL2 across its install base. Yeah, when's the NBN coming again? Oh, wait. Oh, wait a second. It's not coming, is it? We can only hope that increases, but I'm not surprised. Now people believe me when I say I have no choice with potato internet. Finally, our tablets are getting bigger. Shocker there. But several rumors have detailed Apple's intention on getting into the giant tab game with the iPad Pro. And over the weekend, several websites reporting that Apple could also be debuting its first stylus. Today, HP newly announced tablets are hoping to stay ahead of Crontero's plans. Today, HP announced a number of new tablets, but the most striking of it is the new Pro Slate family, which seemed to be just a really, really big, really, really big HTC One M8. The tablet comes in 8-inch and a massive 12-inch, 12.3, actually, tablet as well. But it also comes with what HP calls the Duet Pen. No, I know it's Duet. Essentially, a stylus that can write on anything. That's because it's the first to use Qualcomm Snapdragon Digital Pen Tech that can write on a tablet as well as plain old paper, meaning where whatever you write on the paper automatically appears on the tablet. HP says it's a part of the company's quote-unquote blended reality ecosystem, which launched last year with HP's projected desktop hybrid, the Sprout. HP getting back into the computer business with tablets. And that is a look at the headlines. Yes. Now, let's tell you more about how you can support the show. You can support the show, actually. I'm gonna recommend two things. One, you can recommend shows that you want to listen to, but I would recommend listening. We're a part of the Chef Wonder Geek.io podcast network. Just listen to an array of programs on the Geek.io and Chef Wonder podcast networks. There's a lot of fantastic content on both of those networks, and there's more coming to the Chef Wonder network. I've got an announcement for that coming up at the end of the show. More of a kind of a more inside tease into that coming up. But no, you can head on over to geek-io.net and listen to the show. Chefwonder.squarespace.com is where you can find all the Chef Wonder stuff, as in all of them, as in this and Terrible Tuesday Movie Night. But I do recommend Terrible Tuesday Movie Night. It's a bunch of fun. So it's not like this show. That's the thing. We're both hosted by me, but this is more a structured show. That is more of an improv comedy around bad movies. So not bad, sorry. Terrible movies. There's a difference, and I explained that on this week's episode. And geek-io.net/support is where you can support the network in a monetary way, but just listening is support enough. Now let's head on to the Windows 10 event roundup. Microsoft this morning, excuse me, unveiled the future of Windows, detailing features inside Windows 10 as well as a few surprises. So here's what we know, not what we think we know, but here's the five things that they kind of announced on kind of on the one like on at the event this morning. So Windows 10, the start menu is one. Your phone is now the computer. Your computer is now your Xbox. So there's kind of a linky there. A giant touchscreen television and holo their idea of holograms with the HoloLens. So let's rip this apart. So Windows 10 with the start menu, which I have, by the way, on my media machine, which I need to do some dinking around with this weekend. Okay, that sounded horrible. That I need to dinging with your computer, yeah. All right, put that as a show title. Can I dinking with your media machines? Okay. Anyway, what was I saying? The Windows 10. So the start menu. Oh yeah, I have it on my media machine, which is sitting up there. So I have a kind of standing arrangement for that thing because I can't really. This is my main desk here, and I have a standing kind of operation going on there because I kind of work between the two. But anyway, that aside, Dale's office talk brought to you by Windows 10. No, it. The operating system will work both with PC and mobile devices, and it hopes Windows 10 is it. It includes a start menu that expands the look like Windows 8 home screen, the new Action Center where you can quick toggle with settings. Excuse me. God, I'm full of gas. I don't know what's wrong with me. This cord is Quantum design to switch from keyboard and mouse to touch seamlessly. Oh yeah, that's the Surface stuff. But yeah, start menu returns, and then the start menu is pretty. It's what we needed in Windows 8. But anyway, your phone is now your computer. While Windows Phone 8 was loosely based around the computer operating system, Windows. System of Windows 8, Microsoft's new Windows 10 is the same as Windows on your phone, but with an interface better suited for mobiles. The main advantage of this is that missing apps or poorly designed apps for Windows Phone will hopefully be the thing of the past. This is due to apps being made for Windows also working on your phone. Microsoft will also announce Skype integration into the messaging app, and notifications will sync between your computer and phone. And that's pretty cool. No, I'm too tied to Android at this point. I am looking for, not currently, but some point this year, I am looking for an upgrade, because it'd be 2 years and I can't have the same phone for 2 years, in about July. So anyway, there's that. Your computer is now your Xbox. So you've gone from a phone to a computer to a computer to an Xbox. Microsoft wants to improve gaming on your computer. It is doing so by bringing social features of Xbox like chat, friends list, and activity list feed, activity feed. The big news is, though, that you can play, that you can now stream Xbox One games on your computer or tablet, like Sony's Remote Play. I thought you could always do that. Hang on, let me go. This might kill the stream. But what about smart glass? Is that something different? That might be something different. What does smart glass do? Someone write in and let me know. I'm too lazy to look it up. A giant touchscreen television, Microsoft announced as well. It is not meant to be a TV for you and I to watch at home, but rather for the workplace. It's called the Surface Hub, and it features an 84-inch 4K screen, has cameras, speakers, mics, Bluetooth, and a touchscreen interface. The idea is that you can have more meetings with people appearing on screen via Skype. You can draw on the screen and share work between anyone's devices. An 84-inch Surface. I'm going to do more. I'm going to do more reading on this. I think it's coming up on Google. Anyway. No, nothing's coming up on Google. That's weird. Yeah, it's an 84-inch 4K television. That's sweet. That looks really nice. I know this is really visual. I'm half tempted, I'm not gonna lie. Anyway, and holograms are real in Microsoft's world. Easier than most expected piece of news from Microsoft's entrance into augmented reality. Named HoloLens, Microsoft's set of glasses overlays holographic images over the real world. The demonstration video includes architects walking through buildings, renders, someone playing Minecraft on a tabletop, and even a virtual dog. Microsoft's father of Kinect, Alex Kipman, described HoloLens as the future of technology, art, and everything. It is equipped with sensors that detect real world and uses gestures while not needing to connect to a phone or a computer. That's pretty nice. I'm not going to lie, that's really, really cool. So, yeah, that Microsoft allowing you to dink with your holograms. You know what? That's the show title. Dinking with your holograms. There you go. Anyway. No, it's going to be... It's a shorter show today, folks. We had a show that was like 45 minutes long towards the end of last year. We had the best of show kicking off the year, which was nearly 50 minutes long. Last week's episode was 38, so we're gonna cut it short. Because there's not really much news. There's really not much news. January is normally the quiet petering time, but it was busy and not really much news this week, unfortunately. In late breaking news today, Elder Scrolls Online is dropping subscription. So there you go. For those beta testers out there who bought the subscription, I'm so sorry. I'm not one of those people, but I'm still so sorry. But anyway, thank you, fine listeners, for listening to the program. Thank you, friend of the show, Savannah, for doing artwork. greatly appreciated. Like I mentioned before, chefwonder.squarespace.com and geek-io.net/GLS on both if you want to find audio archives of the show. gplus.to/genericliveshow for our Google Plus feed. You can find events for all these episodes. youtube.com/genericliveshow where you can find video archives. Hello, YouTube. And patreon.com/geekio if you want to support us on a month-to-month basis. We've got some pretty cool stuff coming up. Speaking of pretty cool stuff, next week. I don't know what day, so please don't quote me. Please don't quote me on that. Probably Thursday. Probably Friday or Saturday. Probably more likely Saturday. I will be doing a new show called Wide Release, and it's coming to the Chef Wonder Network. It's a movie podcast. So there you go. Another movie podcast. So we've got two movie podcasts and a generic podcast. So there's, you got that going for you. Alrighty, everyone. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. And no, that's exciting. So, and I'm going to get the page and kind of information up this weekend for it. So that'll be, tune in for that next week. Wide Release. It's going to be a monthly podcast. So don't get too excited. Alrighty, everyone. Thank you for joining me, and we'll see you all next week. Next Wednesday, hopefully. Fingers crossed we don't get canned again. Alrighty. Thank you, everyone, for joining us, and we'll see you then. Bye!
Listening to a radio program provided by the Chef Wonder Media Network. For this and other shows, visit chefwonder.squarespace.com. For more radio programs like this one. Copyright 2015. Yeah, see? 2015.
Copyright 2015. Geek.io. Geek. Geek. Geek.